You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report came out yesterday that revealed concerning levels of migrant worker exploitation in New Zealand. The research showed workers were working excessive work hours, up to 18-hour shifts and 80 to 90-hour working weeks, and that some were being paid as little as $5 an hour by employers. I spoke to the Greens immigration spokesperson, Denise Roche, about the report and started by asking her what was her initial reaction to its findings.
Well, I wasn't really that surprised. There's kind of been an open secret that exploitation of people on temporary work visas is rife in New Zealand.
And so what are some of the key issues highlighted in the report that you're concerned about?
The key issues are around underpayment of wages, migrant workers paying for jobs, and I guess what it shows is an underlying environment where workers are exploited. And I believe that the government has actually allowed this to happen through the lack of care that they've shown towards migrant workers, and also the way that they have changed the industrial relations system to a situation where employers are basically have a signal that it's okay to exploit workers. So if you think about things like the introduction of the 90-day trials, essentially what you say to employers is, well, you can sack an employee for no reason at all on their 89th day. And that sets up this environment where basically some employers think they can take advantage of it.
And so the report identifies the exploitation as most often associated with labour-intensive industries, such as agriculture, construction, manufacturing and fisheries. Why do you think this is?
These are labour-intensive industries, but they're also industries where workers can be isolated, particularly in the dairy industry, in the vineyards and orchards, and in fishing. What you see there are people who are living close to the employer and frequently have no way of getting out and getting help. And we know that the labour inspectorate, who are charged with investigating abuses of minimum employment standards, really struggled to get to all these employers. They did an investigation into dairy farms last year, and it was something like 3/4 of every dairy farm that they visited was underpaying workers or not dealing with their minimum employment rights at all.
So when Workplace Relations Minister Michael Woodhouse was questioned about this in Parliament, he said that migrant worker exploitation was not pervasive or widespread and that most employers treat their employees fairly. What do you make of this?
I think he's talking about ordinary New Zealanders. But when we're looking at migrant workers, they are they're in a unique position to be exploited because they're vulnerable. They are on temporary work visas, and if they make a fuss, they risk losing their ability to work here and having to go back to their country of origin. Now, you're not going to stand up and say, I'm being exploited, I'm being underpaid, when that's hanging over your head. So the minister is wrong.
I mean, I suppose it's also kind of an unfortunate intersection of the growing casualisation of labour, as well as, people being able to take advantage of migrant workers, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's also an indication of the way that workers have been prevented from organising as well. Unions used to have the role of enforcing minimum employment standards. But this government over the last 8 years has really been stripping away the rights of workers to organise, which has also led to this type of exploitation.
And so what steps do you think the government needs to take to address issues of migrant worker exploitation?
There's a range of things that they could be doing. The first thing is that they could be decoupling work visas from the employer so that when a person gets a work visa, it's not attached to the employer so that they can actually stand up and say, that they're being underpaid or abused without losing their visa. That would be the first one. The second one would be to increase the number of labour inspectors because they're just, there's a backlog. There's an absolute backlog of cases that they're dealing with, and they actually only tend to deal with the major cases, not the thousands and thousands and thousands of cases that are not reported. And then the third area would be to increase the ability for migrant workers to know their rights. So that's something like more information or a commission that they could go to and certainly improve the rights of unions so that they can reach these people and stop exploitation in its tracks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.